The annual Warren Wilson College Plow Day is tomorrow on Saturday, September the 9th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The college is located in Swannanoa. Think about plowing in modern day. Usually, what would you think of? A tractor? A motorized tiller? However, and this may sound a bit funny, but Plow Day is truly a celebration of horsepower. Key word there being horse. Our guest from Warren Wilson College is a student. She's a part of the college's horse crew, and her name is Anna Murabito. Anna, thank you for being with us about the 18th annual event, which is in partnership with the Swannanoa Valley Museum and History Center.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anna, first tell us about you, where you're from, and your major there at Warren Wilson College.
Again, my name is Anna Murabito. I am a senior at Warren Wilson College, entering my last semester as a history and political science major. And I've been on the horse crew. This will be my third year now. What we do on the horse crew is really special work. We are comprised of about four students every semester, and we are responsible for the care and work of our two Belgian draft horses, Doc and Dan. We mainly use them for agricultural work, plowing, tilling, disking, seeding, and we also use them for forestry projects, so like pulling logs out of the forest. That is mainly what we do, but another segment of what we do every year is run this event called Plow Day.
It's really extra special to actually have a student that plays a part in this compared to what we would usually do was to talk to a professor or a faculty member, make this interview different and unique today. Describe to our audience, what is Plow Day?
Sure. Plow Day is a celebration of draft power and horsepower, and it's completely organized by students on the horse crew. We invite local teamsters from the surrounding area, and they help us come plow a field and do multiple agricultural demonstrations. We also involve a lot of community members through vending partnerships, like with the Swannanoa Valley Museum. They are teaming up with our college archives to celebrate horsepower from a historical sense and the way it's been done in the Swannanoa Valley for years and years. But also our main focus for this event is horsepower in a modern context and how we can incorporate horsepower in today's farming landscape.
If someone was to say to you, okay, I've got my tractor, we've got all this modern day equipment to work on the farm with, but what about using animals in farming? Talk about what you would say is advantages to this.
For sure. I think that oftentimes using draft power in a contemporary farming context is written off as an outdated practice. Why use horses when you can utilize a tractor with much more efficiency? But I think there are multiple benefits that come from using a team of mules or horses or oxen for your field tillage and with farming. It can be cost effective in terms of, you know, making the initial investments for tractors versus buying a team of horses and harnesses and equipment. There are many environmental benefits. You're not relying on fossil fuels. Essentially, the fuel for a team of horses is a pasture. And I think it's a very intentional decision to use draft power. You know, we live in this really fast-paced, increasingly mechanized world. And so I think it's something really special when an individual decides to take the time and the effort and the general patience that comes along with working with animals and working as a team in cooperation with the animals to produce food, produce crops that will nourish.
Warren Wilson College student Anna Murabito is our guest on WNCW's Friday feature as we continue talking about Plow Day, the annual event that's taking place tomorrow. Anna, how do you feel like you're helping open eyes to an important part of farming history?
That makes me feel really great. I think it's super rewarding. You can't learn this skill too many places nowadays, and I think that makes Warren Wilson all the more special. It feels really awesome knowing that, you know, we can keep this craft alive, but also tweak it so it fits in our modern context of farming today.
And in wrapping up, since you have been a part of some past Plow Days and you'll be right there ready to serve and work in this one as well, just remind us a little bit about some of the things that someone can expect to see when they come out to Plow Day as far as events and activities throughout the day on Saturday.
Sure. The event will be held this Saturday, September 9th, starting at 9 a.m., and the day will wrap up around 4 p.m. Of course, plowing is going to be, you know, the main event with a variety of demonstrations throughout the day. You can expect to see Teamsters out there with their horses and their teams plowing, helping us plow a field. We will also have a bunch of other activities going on. There will be a lot of student vendors and local vendors selling crafts and other goods. And we'll also have the Warren Wilson Craft Crews of Fiber Arts, Blacksmithing, and Woodworking doing demonstrations as well. There will be a cider press, and we'll have wagon rides. We will also have some exhibits and interactive activities that were curated and sponsored by the Swannanoa Valley Museum, a great community partner that's helped us out, along with the help of our archivist, Diana Sanderson. We will also be having a small farmers market that features the Warren Wilson College garden and the vegetables they produce, as well as the farm and the meat they raise here on campus.
Sounds like it'll be a great family event coming up at Warren Wilson College as they put on the 18th annual Plow Day tomorrow. That's Saturday, September 9th from 9 to 4. Again, it was a pleasure to get the students' aspect of taking part in an event like this at Warren Wilson College. Anna Murabito, continued success, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you all at Plow Day.
You can find out the full details on Plow Day at Warren Wilson College by visiting their Facebook page and going to the events section. Friday features from WNCW are also available as a podcast at our website, which is wncw.org. Make it a wonderful and safe weekend. I'm Paul Foster.